Let me start with a quick story, and I'll tell you exactly the point I wanted to say, and we'll move on. There was a community of a rebbe, and he had his community of his chassidim, and one of these members of the community had to go to the big city, to Paris. This is Maisa Shaya. He had to go for business, and the rebbe was concerned because the city is the community that they had was regulatively insulated, and there was a good environment. There were the minyanim, there was Yer Shemayim, and going to the big city took a few days to get there, and once he was there, he'd be lost. So the rabbi called him in. He said, "Look, you have to go. I understand that. Do me a favor. There's a particular cigar that I love. It's hard to get by. You go into the city, buy me this cigar." He told him exactly the brand, and I love to smoke that cigar. Get me that cigar, please, when you go to the city, and do me a favor. So Chassid was like flabbergasted. He was unbelievable. First of all, he never saw his Rebbe smoke like this. And he has just taivus that this particular brand of cigar he has to have. He thought he'd give him some type of bracha. All of a sudden, he'd go buy me the cigar. Couldn't understand it. Okay. So Rebbe wants a cigar. Of course he's going to do that. That's very important. So the fellow went to the city. And a week later, he comes back. As he steps into the city, back to his little village, he realizes that he totally forgot. He was so overwhelmed and so busy with his own needs and so such a strange environment, so much going on in the city, he forgot about getting the cigar. So he was scared. What should he do? He can't go all the way back. And his Rebbe expects this from him. So he ran around a little bit in the village. He found something, and he brought it to his Rebbe. He said, "Rebbe, you wanted a cigar? I got you a cigar. This is the best I could do." He said, "Well, but that's not what they have in Paris." He says, "Oh, I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to kill you. I forgot. So this, you want a cigar? I got you the best I could here in town." So Rebbe said, "You missed the point. You missed the point. I don't need the cigar. I don't need a special cigar. What did I want? You're going on a mission. You're leaving this environment. If you walk down the street and you're going to say, 'Oh, my Rebbe wants a cigar. Maybe this store. Maybe I'll buy it here. Do I have enough money today?' And you know what? You'll be thinking about your Rebbe as you walk down the street. I gave you a way to carry me in your heart, in your mind, as you walk down the streets. It's like bringing a souvenir back to somebody. They don't need a coffee cup, but they don't need a magnet or a keychain. They need to know, I was away for a week, I thought about you." That's what a souvenir means. A souvenir just means to your friend, to your father, to your brother, to someone, your roommate. It means I got a break, I got vacation, but I was thinking about you. Harayo, and I went to someplace in this place, I bought you a souvenir. The Rebbe said, "I wanted you to think of me." You didn't think of me. You missed the whole point. You failed. I'll take the cigar anyway. That's the story. Rabbi Isai, we're talking about Parsha Shlach. It's kind of appropriate. What are the expectations? We're headed for a mission. We're going to the big city. You've been in an environment. Take us with you. Take your Rebbe with you. Take your Gemara with you. Take your Chavrusa with you in your mind, in your heart. You can't go around aimlessly. There are pitfalls. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yoshua, "You're going to be around people who are going to be challenging. They're going to be bad influence. You're going to be in an environment where there are shrine." I'm not saying that. There are pitfalls out there. There are a lot of positives. Moshe Rabbeinu gave extremely detailed information on what to look for. There are trees, there are fruits, there's hashkacha pratis. There's wonderful things to see in Eretz Yisrael, and there's also dangers. There are positives and negatives. And he told them exactly what the expectations were in their mission. And you have to be a shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the message. And in order to succeed, first of all, he gave him the following message. You have the letter Yud with you. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're a Ben Torah, so to say. You're a Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Carry that with you. You have a Yud. Vayikra Moshe Hoshea Binun Yehoshua. Everyone knows that when Rashi says it. I'll tell you, I saw a gvaldik thing. And this time I'm going to be Messiah here this wonderful Wednesday. Moshe did a second thing to his name. What else did he do to Yehoshua's name? He added Yud. What else did he do? He took away from his name also. What do I mean? Hoshea bin Nun. And he said, your name is not bin Nun anymore. Yehoshua. Not Yehoshua bin Nun. What happened to bin Nun? You ever think of that? What's the point? Bin Nun means you are a son of your father. You were leaning upon him. You have your Rebbe next to you. You have your father next to you. Everything you accomplish, because your father's right there next to you and holding your hand. Every time you step up and take a step, a little kid, your father's holding your hand. You're stable, you're safe, because you're holding hand. You know what? You have to let go sometimes, and you're going to go on your mission. You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. You won't be around your Rebbe. You won't be with your father. You won't have the immediate help of someone holding your hand. But you'll be strong. Even though you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be around people who may be challenging and maybe a negative influence. But even without the bin nun, you can do it. Day by day in yeshiva, we're holding your hand. We have each other. But even when we're going to be letting go, so to say, a little bit, and you have to work on your own, take those steps, you can do it. Vayikra Moshe Hoshea bin Nun, Yehoshua, I gave him the bracha of the Shekhinah, that's what we're doing today. And he also said, even without the bin nun, you could also take those steps, so you'll be able to do it independently. So take this message of Shlach Lecha, take the message, bring us back a souvenir. Bring us back a souvenir. And when we come back after the summer, we'll be strong, we'll be upright and walking and saying all the accomplishments and how it was a wonderful shlichus and it was a tremendous accomplishment over the summer, even with the challenges, maybe in spite of the challenges, we're going to grow and be and prosper and be proud of everything we accomplish, and we'll be zocha to many more wonderful Wednesdays and tremendous nachas from each other. Hatzlacha. Yes, yes, yes.